Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 2, 1805. Snow. Spring is here, but in northern climates, the temperature can still be cold. It may snow, and the wind does blow. The captains and the party are proceeding on, enduring these conditions, knowing that warm weather is just around the corner. Captain Lewis writes,
"The wind continued violent all night, nor did it abate much of its violence this morning. When at daylight it was attended with snow, which continued to fall until about 10 a.m. Being about 1 inch deep, it formed a singular contrast with the trees and other vegetation, which was considerably advanced. Some flowers had put forth in the plains, and the leaves of the cottonwood were as large as a dollar. Sent out some hunters who killed 2 deer, 3 elk, and several buffalo. On our way this evening we also shot 3 beaver along the shore. These animals, in consequence of not being hunted, are extremely gentle. Where they are hunted, they never leave their lodges in the day. The flesh of the beaver is esteemed a delicacy among us. I think the tail the most delicious morsel. When boiled, it resembles in flavor the fresh tongues and sounds of the codfish, and is usually significantly large to afford a plentiful meal for 2 men. Joseph Fields, one of the hunters who was out today, found several yards of scarlet cloth, which had been suspended on the bough of a tree near an old Indian hunting camp, where it had been left as a sacrifice to the deity by the Indians, probably of the Assiniboine nation, it being a custom with them, as well as all the nations inhabiting the waters of the Missouri, so far as they are known to us, to offer, or sacrifice, in this manner, to the deity whatever they may be possessed of, which they think most acceptable to him. Everything which is incomprehensible to the Indian they call big medicine, and is the operation of the presence of the power of the Great Spirit. This morning one of the men shot an Indian dog that had followed us for several days. He would steal their cooked provision." Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 2, 1805.
Lewis's codfish is probably the Atlantic cod, Gadus moehua. The word sounds, as Lewis uses it here, refers to the air bladder of the fish. The corps traveled 4.5 miles upriver today. They made camp on the larboard side at a spot in present-day Richland County, Montana, just east of Wolf Point, where Montana Highway 25 crosses the Missouri. Tomorrow, porcupines.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.